Welcome to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast, where women with ADHD finally feel seen, understood, and unapologetically themselves. If you have ever felt like you're too much and not enough all at the same time, you're in the right place because that's the alchemy, learning how both come together to make something priceless. I'm Jessica Covington, holistic ADHD coach and fellow fancy brain, and I'm really glad you're here. Let's get into it. Welcome to ADHD Alchemy. It's more than a podcast. It's also my signature coaching program at Fitology. It's perfect for bright, sensitive women who are tired of feeling scattered and chaotic and ready to feel calm, clear, and finally in control. Building new habits is hard enough, and ADHD can make it feel almost impossible. But the one thing we know for sure from behavioral science is that it's a whole lot easier to create a new habit when you attach it to something you're already doing, even if the thing you're already doing isn't 100% daily. That's exactly why I created the ADHD Alchemy Habit Stacker. It's a simple tool that helps you pair new habits with existing ones so they actually have a chance to stick. And because I designed it for ADHD brains, perfection is not the goal. You can download your free habit stacker at fitology.com/habit-stacker. And if you know someone whose ADHD brain could use a little less friction and a little more momentum, then send them a copy too. Now, today's episode is a bit of a plot twist. It's just you and me here. There's no guest. It's a solo episode, my first one ever. I want to see if this format is something that's valuable for you and how you like it, and a little bit of how I like it too. So please let me know. You can comment here in this podcast platform or drop me an email to let me know what you think. What I want to do today is answer a question that I've been getting a lot recently. The question is that several guests have been on lately and mentioned that ADHD is their superpower. Now, listeners, clients who know me well through my work or personally have been in touch to say, okay, what's up? I know that you, Jessica, you don't talk about superpower in your ADHD vernacular. So what gives? Why didn't you correct those people that came on and said it was their superpower? So first, I want to tell you why I didn't correct them, and then get into why I don't characterize ADHD as a superpower for myself. So first and foremost, I did not correct those guests because it's not a thing that needs correction. If those folks are here to tell me their story generously and transparently and share their experience, that's not a thing that's asking for judgment or correction. I am not about to invalidate or dismiss somebody's genuine experience. So if they feel like ADHD has been a superpower for them, then it has. That experience stands on its own and speaks for itself with no input needed from me or anybody else. Second, if viewing ADHD as a superpower has been adaptive for that person, then who are we to say what they should or shouldn't call it? In other words, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That's what the fit in my business name, Fitology, is all about. What we're trying to do is find and create things in our lives that fit the way our minds work. So if it works for you to think of ADHD as a superpower, that's awesome. I would never presume to rob you of something that is working well in your life. Now, here's why the word superpower doesn't fit for me personally. Like so many of us, I have the experience of growing up undiagnosed and hearing over and over again how much potential I had if only I would focus, or that I was so smart if only I would apply myself, or that I had good stuff to say, but I made careless errors, on and on and on like that. And I felt like a lot of the pressure to perform and to remedy those things was about the power and the potential in it. I felt really caged in by this feeling of having potential and not using it. I always felt watched and evaluated, and eventually started feeling really unworthy if my performance was not up to par. And mind you, my performance was rarely up to par because one of the hallmarks of ADHD is inconsistent performance. So I might do great on some things and not so much on others. And I would venture to say that this is the case for a lot of people, maybe close to everyone with any kind of different learning style. And it's especially true for those of us with ADHD. So I think calling ADHD a superpower does two things that are not so helpful. It puts a lot of pressure on us to be super all the time, and we just don't need that extra stress. Plus, it can sometimes diminish or dismiss the struggles that are still there and still very real. ADHD comes with certain gifts, absolutely, but it damn sure doesn't feel that way all of the time. And I never want anybody to feel wrong for feeling that struggle. So that's my hot take. It basically comes down to what I used to tell my kids all the time. Don't yuck somebody else's yum. If superpower works for you, that is awesome. I'm so happy for you and rock on with it. If it doesn't feel like a fit for you, you can feel safe that I'm not going to impose a superpower on you. That's it for today. I would love to hear your thoughts about this, your response to the content, your feelings about this solo episode format, and what you might, if you want me to continue doing these, what you might like me to yap about in the future. And as always, please remember, you are loved, you are worthy, and you belong in this world exactly the way you are, not despite your differences, but because of them. Thanks for listening to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast. If you're nodding along and thinking, oh yeah, that's me, then please subscribe and share this episode with another woman who gets it. Your reviews help more women discover they're not failing. They're just wired differently. And that is a good thing, despite the challenges. Plus, I want to hear your story. Apply to be a guest at myadhdalchemy.com and join my free community at fitology.com/community. Those links will be in the show notes. Together, we can rewrite the ADHD shame story into one of strength. I'll see you next time.